Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, we are looking at mainly sunny conditions. We will have a high of about 30 degrees around the area. Kenosha checking in at 18 at this hour. It's 14 in Burlington. Milwaukee 18, and in Racine it is 19 degrees. Racine Unified School District only confirming that at Starbuck Middle School Thursday, some students may have ingested some type of medication that was brought from a student's home. Communications Director Stacy Tapp beyond that statement and noting an investigation is underway from which appropriate action will be taken, otherwise citing student privacy rules in preventing the release of anything further. Racine police felt it was enough, however, to warrant the arrest of a 14-year-old boy for allegedly passing out the prescription medication to the other students. Five taken by the fire department's rescue unit to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints for medical attention. They were all later released. There are a lot of positives connected to the Racine Unified School District, and they ought to be getting a lot more attention, and will soon, some of them anyway. Some of the personal stories of past graduates who are well-known figures now within the community. The charge of a Special Superintendent's Advisory Council Communications Committee, chaired by Allie Hagg, who told the Board of Education this week, they decided they would start a little small.
Our goal for this project was to, one, identify people that have graduated from Racine Unified School District that have made an impact on our community. Two was to identify certain highlights and how attending our school district can better an individual. Three, to put a face to people that are graduates from our community.
You'll be seeing columns in the newspaper soon written by Police Chief Art Howell, State Representative Corey Mason and his family's Racine connection, also Jim Ladwig, president of RAMAC and the former county executive. Elmwood Plaza, Racine's first shopping center from October of 1956 with 28 stores. Well, it's going to be going up for auction in March. The plaza now about 28% occupied. BizTimes reporting the starting bid for the 281,000-square-foot plaza has not yet been set. It's going to be an online auction beginning March the 7th. At one time, Elmwood Plaza was home to the likes of Goldblatt's, JCPenney's, and Sears. There was a bowling alley and, of course, other attractions. It's now nearly empty with a few stores occupied. There's a restaurant and a bar among the remaining tenants. Racine County's Workforce Development Center on Taylor Avenue is evolving, and it's being changed into a facility geared at better meeting the needs of today's business world, also as providing a better connection of people to skilled positions.
Because we don't have a way to uniquely identify customers that are coming in at this point. So we know that we had roughly 3,400 visitors in the Workforce Development Center getting resume assistance, but is that 3,400 people or is that 3,400 visits? We have no way to monitor that right now. And new customers triage, that's only if we've identified them by sight as somebody who is maybe not presented before. So it's not a very sophisticated way to be reporting data.
Human Services Director Hope Otto telling County Board Supervisors this week, changes are needed to build on the Higher Expectations Initiative. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave noting that solutions to unemployment don't come overnight, but also to stay tuned for more changes. Police in Marshfield have recovered $90,000 worth of Parmesan cheese that was stolen from a distributor earlier this month. Lieutenant Darren Larson says a tip led investigators to a warehouse in Grand Chute.
We contacted Grand Chute authorities who assisted us in following up on that lead, and we were notified by Grand Chute Police Department that they had, in fact, located the entire shipment intact.
The cheese had been moved from a stolen semi-trailer into that facility. Nobody in custody, but Larson says they are looking now at some suspects. 16-year-old Milwaukee resident Zyterius Taylor charged in Racine County Circuit Court with felony operating a motor vehicle minus owner consent, attempting to flee law enforcement and obstructing, all from a December 20th vehicle chase that reached 130 miles per hour at one point. Criminal complaint says Taylor, driving the stolen car from Illinois on northbound I-94, was pursued by a sheriff's deputy for speeding from around Highway C. State Patrol and additional deputies joined the pursuit, Taylor finally slowing, then stopping near Highway G. He was arrested at gunpoint and remains jailed pending a preliminary hearing next Thursday. The maximum penalty is 3 years in prison, if convicted. And all three children are now dead from that Sheboygan Falls house fire Tuesday night. A 10-year-old boy succumbing Thursday to critical injuries at Children's Hospital. 10-year-old Benjamin Martin's 11-year-old sister, Natalie Martin, died there Wednesday after their 7-year-old brother, Carter Mackey, had died at a hospital in Sheboygan. A 9-year-old survived. The parents at a religious gathering when that fire broke out. We're back into election mode, and effective next Monday, you can early vote for the February 16th primary at municipal clerk's offices during normal business hours, Monday through Friday. Remember, though, you will need a photo identification to receive a ballot when you show up. There's more information about the law, which passed Supreme Court muster, online at bringitwisconsin.gov. Otherwise, contact your local clerk's office or the county clerk's office. The primary ballot is going to set the stage for which final candidates will be on the April 5th election ballot. Statewide, you've got a race for Supreme Court. Locally, decisions will have to be made for school board, council, county board, and other municipal governing bodies. Also take note that April the 5th, that's Wisconsin's presidential primary ahead of what will be another full election season in the fall. The primary for that is going to be August the 9th, the general election November 8th. Those races to include Congress, U.S. Senate, and of course, president. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joining the newly formed Senate Competitiveness Caucus. It's a bipartisan group committed to working together to take steps to cement America's role as a global economic leader into the future. Snap-on Incorporated CEO Nick Pinchuk attending the caucus event to highlight the company's partnership with Gateway Technical College on job training and workforce readiness issues. Senator Baldwin saying America's biggest challenge to create stronger economic growth and shared prosperity. Latest Marquette University Law School poll has Republican Donald Trump claiming the lead among likely primary voters here in Wisconsin for president.
Trump back in the lead at 24, Rubio about the same at 18, but Cruz bumping up a bit to 16.
Meanwhile, Professor Charles Franklin says that gap between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders among the Democrats has shrunk a little bit. Traveling beer gardens to again be in Milwaukee County parks this summer, but a little change this year will put one truck at each location for a month. Another truck will be at a new park every 2 weeks. Trucks will start things off May the 18th in Juneau Park and the Root River Parkway near Whitnall Park. Third year for the Traveling Beer Gardens, which made almost $633,000 for the Milwaukee County Parks Department last year. And next Tuesday is going to be Groundhog Day, and Racine's owned Sonny the Groundhog will be coming out of hiding at the zoo in a little ceremony that morning, talking about whether it's going to be an early spring or we're going to have to stick around with winter a little bit longer. This will be Sonny's second Groundhog Day appearance at the zoo. Did see her shadow last year. WRJN.com. That's our webpage, our newscaster there. Whenever you want, just go into the local news section. Also, at WRJN News will get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.